Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 23, we're going to stay here in London, the home of Monocle's HQ. This week's Tall Story concerns an underground railway, a billion letters and a good few inches of postman's leg. Monocle's culture editor, Robert Bound, gasps at the utilitarian beauty of the Mount Pleasant Sorting Office in London.
The Mount Pleasant Sorting Office is one of those hulks that give you the willies when you're a child. One of those monolithic lumps of London that proved to my young country boy's eyes that the city was a vast unknowable. A place of smoke-blackened windows peeping out, but with no doors with which to let you in. That's sort of all changed. I'm a big boy now. But there's still something attractive, mysterious, and not altogether benign about the high walls of Mount Pleasant. And those high walls hid such industry. For 100 years, no more, it was the pumping heart of communication for the capital of the Empire of Empires. Missives of note, reports from the frontier, letters from the front and postcards of sauciness were sorted, franked, sent, fetched, carried, dropped, oops, chucked, filed, pigeonholed, signed, sealed, delivered. From Farringdon, underground, a mail train kept it busy to and fro all night long. Imagine sleeping above that line. Well, now you can, hedge funders. They're turning it into something even more willies-inducing than any mere architecturally-induced childhood trauma. Executive London living, just for you guys. The Mount Pleasant Sorting Office was opened at the end of the summer in 1889 on the site of the old Cold Bath Fields Prison, an almost onomatopoeic tag for an institution of correction and something the demolition derby didn't bother fully flattening. Build on top of it. So they did. Before, it was nags and drays pulling the post, then fleet upon fleet of pillarbox red Royal Mail vans. My favourite was the Dormobile with the sliding driver's side door, always open to the elements, a postie's leg flying by at eye height. Why do postmen wear shorts even in December? A pod of Father Christmases in short trousers, like they're still at school. But they still get served in their dozens of squadrons in the Apple Tree Pub on Mount Pleasant's southwest corner. The postie's local. Pints with peeps who can decipher even my hieroglyphics. That was before. After email, now, it's a mostly disused space. A vast urban cavern of the deep, like an underwater cave in which you could lose an Atlantis. The wind, and it seems a special sort, will blow an envelope from one side of this postcode-wide property to the other in the blink of an eye, like a paper plane. There's a mysterious topography to this old place, like a military test site hidden in plain sight between horn-rimmed Clerkenwell and inky old Bloomsbury. They knock these things down, don't they? As in forestry, urban coppicing's not a bad idea. Chop down the dead wood to let the saplings get a look in. At the moment, this is a post-industrial city glade. Breathe it in before it's flats with porters and iPhone-controlled aircon. And if you want the willies, listeners, you know just where to find them.
You've been listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Rob Bound for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.